Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Beis. Sanhedrin daf Samach Beis. We just quoted the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Over there, Abaya Rava, the case is on Samach Aleph from a Beis. If somebody serves Avodah Zarah, me'ahava u'miyira, out of love or out of fear? The question is, what does that mean? Out of love and out of fear? Abaya says you're chayev and Rava says you're pater. Whatever this case is, we pass on like Rava because this is not one of the six cases of Yal Kagam. As we said earlier, by Eid Zomeim, in the earlier prakim, well, we pass on like Abaya, because Abaya says Chayev in that case, and that's one of the Yalkagams. This is not, we pass on like Rava. The question is, what is the case that you serve Avodah Zarah out of love or fear? So Rashi again says, fourth to last skinny line, it means love and fear of a person. Me ahavas adam, umiyiras adam. You love somebody, so therefore you worship their Avodah Zarah, maybe to make them feel good, but not because you accepted it as a god. Umiyiras adam, or fear of somebody, maybe it's pashtus, you fear somebody and you're scared that they're going to hurt you or they're going to kill you, so therefore you serve the Avodah Zarah. So the question is, are you chayiv or are you pater? So ask some of the Rishonim, isn't that a regular case of Yarei Vayavar, the Yira part at least, out of Yira Sa'adam, and you worship? So the answer is, in Achinami. It could be, but now we're not talking about L'chadchila. L'chadchila, you're supposed to give your life. But what happens if you violated? If somebody violated one of the big three, what's the halacha? By the big three, one has to give one's life. We're going to have that later on. Be'ez Hashem, the source for that is in Maseches Sanhedrin. The question is, if somebody couldn't stand up to the test, it's a very difficult situation, and they violate instead of giving their life, what's the halacha? Are they chayav misa for that? Are they punished? So if you look in the Rambam, look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam quotes, "Kol mi shenemar bo ya'avar v'al yeharig." If any of the mitzvahs or averus that it says you have to transgress, it's not one of the big three, and it's not a time of farheskia shasa shmad, meaning it's a time when I'm supposed to violate. It's in private. And v'neherag v'lo avar, and instead I gave my life when I wasn't supposed to give my life. Hare zem is chayev benafsho. That's the sheet of the Rambam, which Rav Hashem will get back to. You're chayev misa because you're not allowed to give your life. You're not allowed to give your life. How could you be chayev misa if you already gave your life? But Kadosh Baruch Hu will work it out. But that is volunteering. But the other case, v'chol mi shenemar bo yeharig v'lo yavar. If any one of the three cases where it says yeharig v'lo yavar v'neherag v'lo avar, and a person gives his life. Right, v'lo avar, harei zeh kideish es Hashem. It says, yohar v'al yavar, and you fulfill it, mekadesh ev shemayim. And the Mishnah in Brachas, right, b'chol nafshecha, afilu hu notel es nafshecha. But then the Rambam continues, v'chol mishenemar bo yehari v'al yavar, v'avar v'lo ne'erag. Let's say somebody's supposed to give their life, and they didn't. Right, they couldn't stand up to the test. So what's the halacha? Harei zeh mechalel es Hashem. It's a chil Hashem because you were supposed to be mekadesh Hashem. Vim haya basar mi yisrael hari chil as Hashem barabim ubitel mitzvah asay shehi kiddush Hashem v'yavar mitzvah lo asay shehi chil Hashem v'yafal pikein as the Rambam mipnei she'avar ba'ones ein malkinoso. But because it was ba'ones, there's no other punishment. He doesn't get malkus v'yitzarach lomar she'im emisinos of a bezdin, and for sure, you don't get Misa in Besim. Meaning the Shittas Rambam is one of the big three. If somebody violates instead of giving their life, they're Pater. They're Pater. So maybe that's, the Rambam's going to have a different case of our Gemara. But at least in terms of Halacha, if the Rashi's case is correct, that it's a case of Yiras Adam, he fears a person, and that's why he worships Avodah Zarah, so then, you know, that's we pass like Rava. Rava says Pater. But that is all case number one.
So
that,
yes,
yeah, so what does Avas Adam mean? I love my friend really wants me to do this. Right, so that's the opposite type of case. This is Ava to do Avodah Zarah. That's Ava to do Avas Hashem.
No, the other way.
Right, somebody Rechmanu Litzlan becomes a Mumar. Becomes a Mumar for that reason. Right, so that's the case. Are they Chai? Right, so if it's just Avas of a person and therefore they convert because they leave the faith, right, so that would be, are you Chayiv for Avodah Zarah? The answer is no. Like, you go to church because you just want to be with this mate, but not because you really believe it. So, L'chora, right. If that's the ultimate cause, that's the Machalokas, right? So another example. And Rava would say Pata. We pass in Pata there. Pata me Misa. Pata me Misa. Okay. That is the Rambam Shita. But, if you look in the Rambam. The Rambam has a different shita. The Rambam himself, elsewhere, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, says, defines Av and Yira differently. Says the Rambam, Hovid Avodah Zarah Me'ava, Kigod, Shechashak B'tzurazu, B'pnei Melachta, Shehaisa Noah B'yoser. It's a gorgeous idol. Beautiful! I'm so inspired by this Pesel. Wow, it's amazing. Oh, Sha'avda Mira Sola, or I fear it. Wait, how do I fear an idol? Shema Tarialo. Maybe he'll do bad to me. Kemo Shehain Medamin Ovdeha. Shimitiva Maria, just like I think like the servants have some type of power. So it depends. If you're Makabalat as a god, you're Chayef Skila. If you're not Makabalat as a god, so then you are Pater. The Riva there quotes, sorry, but I agree with Rashi. But that's the Rambam Shita. So the question is, the Rad asks on the Rambam, what does Mira mean? That you fear that it's going to do something to you? Isn't that regular Avodah Zarah? The regular Avodah Zarah. So the Ran says on the Rambam, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. The Ran quotes the Rambam and rejects it. He quotes Rashi, he quotes the Ramban, but he quotes the Rambam. He says, V'ulal mechuverli, tekivat she'oved tzurazu, al shehi meitiva u'meiria, avagam telokiba oleh be'aloka chayev misa. Even if you don't say, I accept this as a god, but if I believe that this item, this being has power independent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm scared of it, and therefore I try to do what I can to make sure it doesn't do anything bad to me, so then that's Avodah Zarah. There's only one exception to the rules. We mentioned yesterday, the Seir L'Azazel, according to the Rabban. Hashem told me to give this Seir to Azazel. Now Hashem tells me to do something, so it's like the king tells me to do. So that's not Avodah Zarah. But if not, so then you're not allowed to serve anything else. To Logarmi Makato L'Shein, as we'll get to later on. Elamash Reli Dekalsha Osa Ezo Avoda L'Shein Tzura Kedeshi Yagia Mimenu Ezo Toeles. If I do anything to any type of being to get some type of, achieve some type of result. Hari Nasan La Elokus Visrara Alze Ha'inyan V'Lefich HaOvda V'Hi Inyan Avoda Zarah. So Machlokes L'Maisa is this Avodah Zarah or not? According to the Rambam, it is. Got to figure out, according to the Rambam, why isn't this Avodah Zarah? But that is the Shita of Tosfos and the Shita of the Rambam and the Ran. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says now, V'yim Tomer, the end of the Tosfos. End of the Tosfos. Six lines up. L'Rava, according to Rava, who says, Patur, Amai lo hishtachave Mordechai lo Haman. Why didn't Mordechai bow down to Haman? The Gemara is going to say in a minute that that was out of Yira. That was out of Yira. So if you would be, you're putter if you serve it out of Yira, so why didn't Mordechai do a lechatchila? It was Sakanas Tafashas. Why didn't he bow down? Answers the Tosas, two answers. The Yesh Lomar, Kedamar B'medrash Shahayu Tzlamim Alibo. Shot number one, maybe he had little idols around his neck on a necklace. So it wasn't the Haman that did it, but it was the idols around Haman's neck that did it. Inami mishum kiddush Hashem, or kiddush Hashem, meaning Chitas Tosfos seems to be you could volunteer in cases where it is not Yarag Val Yavar. Do you limit this to cases of Abizrayu of the big three? This is Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. Maybe Tosfos says Abizrayu Avodah Zarah, you could volunteer, but that's a major machlokas Rishonim. All other Rishonim, in Mesechta Shabbos, that's what the main action is, the Rosh and the Ran say you're allowed to volunteer anything. Anything. If you feel that this is going to bring Kod Shamayim, that I can volunteer anything, even not the big three. And the Rambam vehemently argues. That's the Rambam I said before. The Rambam says, if it's not one of the big three and you volunteer, Yechai Misa. Yechai Misa, Hashem's going to kill you again. Hashem will take care of you even after you tried. But that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Can one volunteer by a case which is not one of the big three?
Why wasn't this the case of one of the big three?
Because it's only Meira. So only Meira. Haman's case, according to the Gemara, is going to say that in a minute. The Gemara is going to categorize the case of Haman as not real Avodah Zarah. He didn't accept Haman as a god. They didn't accept Haman as a god. Let's go with Rashi Pshat. They would just fear that Haman was going to kill him. Haman was going to take the law in his own hands. It was just Meira, not out of real accepting Haman as a god. Where does this come up, L'maisa? So there is a Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, says in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, Komer Takif Osar. There is a priest, or a sar, Sheyesh Lo Tselem, Oshesi V'arev, or he has a cross, Omed Kavuak Bibigda Obikova. Let's say somebody has a cross on their hat, or on their sleeve, on their neck, right? Uba Yehudi kinegdo lechabdo l'shtachvo slo. And usually, how do you say hello to somebody? How are you? You bow a little bit. So I ask the Shubas Adeshen, or lohasir mitznafto mipanav, or you take off your hat, say hello. How do you do? Shari o aser. Are you allowed to do that if this person coming towards you is wearing a cross? This person wearing towards you, right? Sometimes you're walking in the airport, you see this whole team of people coming through, right? So are you allowed to? When you say hello to somebody, you bow a little bit. It's the answer to Shubas Adeshen 500 years ago. What's the halacha? Tshuva, yered tov li zaher v'limnoa b'kol ha'icholas b'lishachmas negdo b'chai gavna. Don't do it. Tishtachavaya himin ha'avod eshachayv ala akari so he says besen l'chol avod azar sheba olam afilu ein avod asa b'kach. As we learned, beginning of our perek, beginning of our sugya, after the Mishnah, hashtachavaya, even if it's not the derech to do that, to the avod azara. That's asur. V'chein zachrani b'mei chorfi. I remember when I was young. Shehakomer mi parusin shahaya b'viena memuna akol nechasim shahayu shah b'farosin. There was a certain prince of Vienna that was memuna on all the property. V'chol osan hakomrim shesi v'ariv kavua lehem b'sar b'olin. They all had crosses on their sleeve. And when he came to collect the taxes, I had to get this in today, April 15th. When he came to collect the taxes, Kishay Yehudim Bayim Etzlo, Zeh Yom Shalamas, the America. Kishay Yehudim Bayim Etzlo, Bishvil Iskayem, Yoda Shalay Yechadu, Babara Taweva, Shekinek de Mafana. He knew that no Jew was going to give him covet if he had this cross on him. But he wanted to get the covet. So you know what he used to do, said the Shema Tadeshen? Ha Yuragil Lichpol Hasarval Ulachasosa. He was such a bal gaiva that he rolled up his sleeve to cover the cross because he wanted the covet. He wanted the covet. The Jews wouldn't give him covet if they saw the cross. So he covered up the cross as if it wasn't there. So therefore, the Jews could give him the proper covet. But you see, so then he quotes, he found from Rabbi Yitzchak Oppenheim, earlier sources, maybe there is that type of heter, but the Truma Tadeshin said it's better not to. Similar to the Gemara elsewhere, the Rishonim quote, the Arzarua quotes, let's say I'm about to do modim, and an Oved, somebody's walking by me. About to do modim, and a Nachri Buck connected with Shesi V'Ari. The Arzarua says, don't do modim. Wait a couple seconds. Don't bow by modim. You gotta wait. Because it's going to be nearer that you're worshiping. So he says, "Huadim b'tzalem b'bigdo davgav di'ishlut los to b'shul akdulim mishtachavei v'lo b'shul atzalem lo shari." And therefore, don't do it. This is not just a Shumat Adashen. This is a Rama. The Rama quotes this, and then we'll move on to today's daf. The Rama quotes this in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kufnun Aleph in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. Says the Rama. So he quotes the Shuras Adeshen. Sarim Okoanim Shishlam Suras Avodas Kochavim Bibigdayim Oshinosin Suras Chama. Or if they have the picture of the sun, they worship the sun. Kidera Chegmonim Asur Lishdachvos Lam Olahasar Kovat Lefneim Rak Bederach Sheino Nira Kemoshin Is Pazruma Osav. Right, let's say right before they come, you drop your wallet. Oh! Where is all this? Oh, I'm sorry. So you can do that. So it doesn't look like anything and you're not doing anything. Oshay Yakum Lefneim Kodimboam or stand up before they get there. V'chein yasir kova v'yishtach v'kodem ba'am truma zedeshen v'yish v'kilin v'davar samar meko ho'o v'yadua shigam ovdiko chavim minim esir makova m'shtach v'n l'tzuras hachama v'tov l'hachmir kisvar harishona. That is the truma zedeshen. Better to be machmir. That's based on this gemara. It's not. It's based on a yira out of kavod, out of ava. Okay. Then we continue. Says the gemara now. The entire blot today will be trying to prove this machlokas one way or another, me'ava or me'yira. I didn't get back to the mesas from Yosef Engel. We'll see at the end at this time. Vaiter v'yamara simin eved yishtachve l'mashiach. That's a good simin. Eved yishtachve to mashiach. V'yamara abaye mina aminola. Abaye says, how do I know this halacha? That abaye says ha'ovin me'avo me'yiris chayiv. Even if you're not makabel, ditnan our mishnah ha'ovin avodes kachavim. If you serve a Avodah Zarah, Echad Oved, whether you serve it, or the Mishnah continues, Vechem Mekabel Lav Keloka. So if it says that later in the Mishnah, what does the first Oved mean? My love, Echad Oved Me'ava Umiyira. Isn't that what's included in the Mishnah? Amavarav Amalacha, no, lo, Kedipataris Rabbi Yirmiya. Maybe you know, it's just like Rabbi Yirmiya. Oved means Kidarka, and the other Avodahs mean even Shalom Kidarka. Nothing to do with Ava and Yira. Amar Rabbi Amina Amina La try again. The Tanya the Brisa says, Lo Sishtachave Lohem, don't bow down to them, the gods. Lohem Yeta Mishtachave, Avalata Mishtachave, Lo Adam Kaboscha. You can't bow down to them, but you can bow down to people. Yochal Afilu Nevad Kahaman. I might think even if somebody is worshipped like Haman, served, not worshipped, serves like Haman, it's also Asur. Tamalomar. You might think it's mutter. Tamalomar velosa avdeim. No, it's plural to include cases like Haman. So says the Gemara. Vaha Haman miyira havi nevad. Haman was only miyira, and you see the Brisa includes it. So it doesn't show a raya to Abaya. So v'rava kahaman v'lo kahaman. No, it's like Haman, but not totally like Haman. It's usher like Haman kahaman deihu gufe avodas kachavim, because he was worshipped by those around. So it's also like that, but not exactly like Haman. V'loka Haman, d'ilu Haman meyira v'hachala meyira. So it's like Haman in a certain sense, but not exactly like Haman. Meaning, if it's meyira, Rava would say that's not a problem. Lo sa'avdeim only includes real Avodah Zarah, not exactly the one like Haman. Marin Chulin, we know the Musar Haskel, but it's always worthwhile to say it over. Haman minator minayin, Esther minator minayin. The Gemara finds hints to later figures from Tanakh and the Torah. So Haman minator minayin, Hamina eats Hazev, right? Did you eat from this tree? Did you eat from this tree? Hamin, Haman, not kesher between Hamina eats and Haman. So many of the Bali Musar say Adam Arishon could eat from every single tree in the Gan. If you focus on his words, it's interesting. Rav Nechama Leibowitz points this out, that if you focus on the tzivui that Hashem told Adam, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Tochel, you can eat from all the trees in the Gan. From this tree, don't eat. He had everything except for one tree. He could eat from everything except for one tree. When Adam tells over to the Nachash, what did Hashem tell him? He says, I can't eat from anything. He doesn't say what's mutter. He doesn't say what he's allowed to do. He just says, I can't eat from anything. So that's he takes the Isser, the one tree, and he maximizes it, makes it huge. Right? He makes the Isser very large. What did Haman do? Haman had every single person bowing down to him in the entire world, except for one guy. Mordechai, what? He couldn't handle it. One! He couldn't handle it. He didn't have enough. Just like Adam. Hamina Eitz Hazeh, Haman Minator Minayin, the Gaiva element. That was by Adam Arishon, and he said, oh, everything's asur. And Haman said, I don't have anything. Right. Vamar Abaya. Mina amina la. So let's try again. What's Rav's case? That is Rav. Abaya know that Ovid Rav Meira is chayiv. So the Brisa says, so this Raya is going to be brought in a couple of lines. What does the Brisa say? Kohen Mashiach Bavodas Kochavim. The halachas of a Kohen Gadol, when he does an Aveira, are different than the halachas of a regular person. A regular person, if I'm shogeg, if I forget, that's a shogeg, I have to bring a carbon chatas in many cases. If I forget something's asur, or even if I never knew something was asur, that's also a shogeg. Right? That's abchayev a carbon. The halacha is by a Kohen Gadol, here he's called the Kohen Mashiach, by other Averos, by general Averos, Rashi explains this, I'm only chayv a carbon chatas if it's what's called a helim davar. It's not just I forgot for a second, but it's I paskin that this is mutter. I paskin incorrectly, and I was wrong. That's called helim davar, and that's where the Kohen Gadol is chayv. That's the rule. Learn it out from Sukkim and Mesachas Harius. A Kohen Gadol is only chayv a carbon chatas when he paskins incorrectly, and he thinks it's really mutter, not just time he forgets. So, but the question is, what about by Avodah Zarah? Because by Avodah Zarah, the Kohen Gadol has to bring the same carbon that everybody else has to bring. By other Averas, he has to bring a special carbon, a different carbon. If you look at Sefer Vayikra, it describes it. But by Avodah Zarah, they bring the same carbon. So the fact that he has to bring the same carbon, does that mean the rules for bringing his carbon are also like everybody else now? Right? By any shogeg? Or it's still the same rules, only by Helam Davar, only if he paskins incorrectly? That's the Machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Kohen Mashiach Bavodas Kochavim. What about a Kohen Gadol by Avodah Zarah? Where Lamaisa, the Kohen Gadol, has to bring the same carbon. What about the rules for bringing the carbon? Rebbe Omer, B'shugas Maisa. Rebbe says, you're right, the Kohen Gadol here is different than the rest of his Averas. He's just like everybody else here. Shugas Maisa, if he forgets that Avodah Zarah is, or that is, well, we'll get to examine what the case is. But let's say Pashas, he forgets that Avodah Zarah is Aser. L'chachamim omrim, behelam davar. Chachamim say, no, he's like every other aveir of his. Helam davar, if he paskins incorrectly and he thinks it's mutter. V'shavin, but both agree, shebesiru kiyachid, that he brings the same goat as a carb, as a yachid. V'shavin, and they both agree, she'ein maybe asham talui. Even Rebbe agrees that even though he brings the same carbon, but though the rule is by any other yachid, if I do an aveira, and I'm not sure if I did it or not, and if I did it for sure, I'm chayav a carbon chatas, if I'm not sure, I have to bring an asham talui. That's the rule. That's why we'll talk about this a lot in Maseches Zachim. That's the din of an Ashim Tali. If you find out later that I did the Aveira, then I got to bring Karban Chatas. Ashim Tali, the Gemara says, only protects me in the interim from punishment. Just in case I did the Aveira, Hashem's not going to take it out on me because I brought this Karban as a protective wall. Once I find out that I did the Aveira, then I have to bring Karban Chatas again. Ashim Tali is not good enough. Why do you bring an Ashim and not a Chatas Tali? Good question. But that's the rule. But the rule is that a Kohen Gadol never brings an Ashim Tali. Because his Chatas is a different kind of Chatas, so if he's not sure, he doesn't bring a carbon an Ashim Tali. So now the Gemara asks, what's Rebbe Shita? Rebbe says that a Kohen Gadol, if he forgets, if he does it Peshogeg, so then he has to bring, that's his carbon. He has to bring carbon chatas for an Avodah Zarah in that case. What's the case of shogig by Avodah Zarah? Hey chidami. Ika sabar, besa knesses hu, vishtacha velo. If he thinks an idol is really a church, is a shul, he thinks it's a shul, and he bows down to it, then he didn't do anything wrong. I really believe shamayim. Made a mistake. That's not a shogig. He is totally not Avodah Zarah at all. Libel shamayim. Right, says Rashi, if you look at Rashi, fourth to last line, Afilu haya yodesh is that by his over his gochavim hu. Rashi says, even if he knows it's a church, vehu mishtachve besocho lo shamayim, but he's bowing down to Hashem, for some reason he's in a church. Let's say, somebody finds themselves in a church for some reason. I don't know why you'd be there. Let's say they didn't know the halacha, they're not allowed to walk into a church. And all of a sudden it's shkia, and he's got a daven mincha. He's got a daven mincha, time's running out, and you're on this big tour, and you can't get out. And he's in the middle. So, Davis Mincha right there. It's good kasha. What if there are idols all over the place? You're in the middle of, and you davening Mincha, and all of a sudden, Moda Mamachnu Lach. Right? That's Rashi's case. Rashi says, Libel HaShemayim. Libel HaShemayim. Ain't got onesh. There's no onesh there. Right? So therefore, that can't be the case of Shigas Maisa that you bring a carbon chatas. Ella, maybe this is the case. To Chazan Darta, Vishtach Vidal. You saw an idol. You saw an idol and you bowed down to it. So what's the case? If you accepted the idol as a god, mezidu, that's a mezavezid. You're chayim misa for that. If you didn't accept it as an idol, lo klubo, you didn't do anything. So what's the case? El olav, what must be the case? Me'ava umiyira. The case must be where you serve this idol because of ava and yira. And what does the b'risa say if this is the case? It's called a shigigas maisa, meaning you thought it was mutter. You didn't know Avan Yira was included in this in Avodah Zarah. And yet, you did it. You did it. And you're chayiv carbon. So you see it's wrong. Raya to Abaya. Isn't this the case of the Brice as a Raya to Abaya? Rava. Amalacha Rava again would say, no problem. Lo, but Omer Mutter. It's not a case of Avan Yira. It's where Omer Mutter, where you think that there's no such thing as Avodah Zarah. No such thing. Rashi says, "Ein avodas kochavim b'Torah." You didn't know there was something called avodah zara. Amazing kind of shogeg. Says the Gemara, "Omer mutter, hainu helam davar." What do you mean, Omer mutter? We have a machlokas here between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rebbe says, "Shigagas ma'isa," or you forgot something, you didn't know something, and helam davar is the Rabbanan shita. But now Rava is explaining that shigagas ma'isa means you didn't know anything avodah zara existed. Isn't that exactly what helam davar is? That you didn't know? So Gemara says, "No." Be Omer Mutter Lagamre. By Shigigas Maisa, that means it's totally Omer Mutter. You didn't know there's Avodah Zarah in the world. That's called Shigigas Maisa. Helam Davar, Kia Mixas, Ubito Mixas. Helam Davar, we know from elsewhere, means, no, you just denied part of it. If you deny part of it and you admit to some of it, that's called Helam Davar, and that's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, but either way, Rava gets out of it. You don't have to say this is talking about a case of Ahava and Yira. Good. Tani Rabbi Zakai Kameh de Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Zakai quotes a brisa in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amid Aleph, is one version, and Amud Beis today is going to be a different Brisa that Rabbi Zakkai quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, whatever the Brisa was, Rabbi Yochanan was not happy about it. Rabbi Zakkai quoted the Brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Ziveich v'kiter v'nisech v'shtachavah. If somebody is mizaveach, somebody does any of these avodos, I sacrifice and I burn, I pour wine, behelam echad, at one time, I go to an avodah zara, einu chayav ala achas. I'm only chayav one carbon. Only chayav one carbon. If I do all of these behelam achas at one moment. Omar lei, Rabbi Yochanan hears this and says, puk tani lavra. Please, get out of here. Get out of here. I can't believe you said that. That rice is totally wrong. Right? That was Rabbi Yochanan's reaction. So, Omar lei, Rabbi Abba, hadam Rabbi Zakkai machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan, Rabbi Nassan. What was he so upset about? It's a machlokas tanaim. So he said one of the shitas. You want to hold like the other shita? Fine. But it's really a machlokas tanaim. That whether if you do all these avodas in one helam. Where? The Tanya. Because we have a brisa that we had back earlier already. Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. We know the Torah tells us, lo sase kol malacha. On Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do any malacha. And included in that pasuk are the 39 malachas, pashtus. The problem is, we have another pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, which says, lo sevaru eish b'chol moshe v'seichem. Don't light fire on Shabbos. Why did the Torah single out lighting fire on Shabbos? Right? It's included in lo sase kol malacha. So why is that one singled out? That is a major machlokas tanoim. Titanya, havara lolav yatsas. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you know why? It's to teach me something unique about lighting a fire. Even though by the other 38 malachas, if I do it b'mezid, I'm chayev skila, or I'm chayev kares, and if I do it b'shogeg, I am chayev achatas. When it comes to havara, the most I'm chayev is alav. Get malchus. No misa. That's why it singles it out. To tell me lalav yatsas. It's only alav, you don't get skila. That's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nassan amar l'chalek yatsa. Rabbi Nassan says, no, l'chalek yatsa. It's to teach me that just like this Avera is singular, is independent, is separate, so too every Avera. And if you do six different malachas at one time, you have six Averas, six karbanas. That's what it means, l'chalek yatsa, to be l'chalek between each of the Averas. So, just by the way, we mentioned this back on Daf Lamed Hey, when this came up already, why is lighting a fire any worse than any other? What's wrong with Havara? Why is Havara any worse than any of the other malachas? You only, according to Rabbi Yossi, you only chayiv alav, only a malchus? Why? So he mentioned then from the Magalias Hashas in the name of the Imre Emes, because fire was created Motzi Shabbos. And we know the Medrash, the Pirkei Derb Elazar, says it was created Motzi Shabbos. It was created Motzi Shabbos, so lighting a fire is not exactly paralleling God about Maisa Bracious. That was after Maisa Bracious. That's what makes it Garua. Because it's not exactly something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used during Lohaisa Dayanaz, Ki Yisa Sheish Nivra B'Motzi Shabbos, Foy Shalonu Nase Dei Adam Arishon, Lachein Avi Kosaka Daydach, Shalot Yasser Avara. So you have to come on and say, at least it's a laugh. Okay, so says the Gemara though, maybe this is a parallel to our Machlokas. Lamanta, because not only by Shabbos it specifies lighting a fire, but by Avodah Zarah it specifies bowing down. Hishtachava. So Lamanda Amar Havara Lalav Yatsa. According to the Manda Amar that says Havara is the Lav Yatsa, meaning according to Rabbi Yossi. So Hishtachava Nami Lalav Yatsa. Hishtachava maybe also is coming to teach me that it's only a Lav. Lalav Yatsa, meaning what? What does that mean, Lalav Yatsa? That you don't bring a carbon chatas if you do a b'shogeg. You're definitely chayav misa, Rashi says, if you do a b'mezid. It just means, if you did it b'shogeg, lalav yatsas means you don't bring a chatas. That's how Rashi says. But, l'man d'amar havar l'chalek yatsa, but according to l'man d'amar, that by Shabbos, lo sevaru to teach me that each aveira is separate, so shtachava nami l'chalek yatsa, maybe that's what a shtachava teaches me by avodah zarah, and therefore, that's against the brisa that was quoted by Reb Zakkai. Because Reb Zakkai said that if you do all of these at once, you only have one karban. Machlokas tanoim. So Rabbi Yochanan, what are you getting so upset about? You threw him out of the Beis Medrash? So Machlokas tanoim. He holds like the first opinion, and you all like the second opinion. Says the Gemara, no. Maskevler Rabbi Yosef, Dilma, Adkan lokam Rabbi Yossi hasam havar the lav yatsa. You cannot compare the cases. Rabbi Yossi only says the lav yatsa over there, did nafgale chilik malachos, because he learns this difference between each and every malacha. He has other sources for that too. He has other sources for that too. But really, let me just finish the line outside. But really, by Avodah Zarah, everybody would agree, lalav yatsas. and not lachalak yatzas, and therefore that's why Rabbi Yochanan threw him out, because there's nobody that would say like him by avodah zarah. But now let's continue. That's the punchline in 6 lines from now. But he already learns chalak malachas by Shabbos. Me'acha, what does he learn it from? Me'achas mehena, from this pasuk. Ditanya, because the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi Amar, v'asa me'achas mehena, if somebody does, from one, from these, that's the pasuk. What an extra letters there. Pa'amim shechayev achas al kulan, says the Brisa, sometimes you chayev one karban for many averos. Pa'amim shechayev achalachas v'achas. And sometimes you chayev many karbanos, one for each avero. V'yamar Rabbi Yehuda, son, my time is Rabbi Yossi. What does this mean? Explaining more. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'yasa me'achas mehena. That's what the Pasuk says. And Rashi points out, the whole word mehena is extra. It could have just said V'yasa me'achas. You do with these. And it could have just said V'yasa achas. What do you mean me'achas? What do you need the word hena for? What do you need the mem in mehena? So we're going to darshan every stage that is extra. We're going to darshan the word achas, and me'achas, and hena, and mehena. Each of those are going to teach me something. That's what the Gemara says right now. Achas, me'achas, hena, me'hena. We're going to darshan each of these. And we're going to darshan as follows. Achas, shehi, hena, one avera, where you have to bring a lot. Shehi, hena, many karbanas, these. The hena, shehi, achas. And hena, many avera, shehi, achas. You're only going to bring one karban. So what are all these cases? These are just words. Now the Gemara explains. Achas, what's an avera of achas? Shimon, you write a word on Shabbos. You write the word Shimon on Shabbos. So that is why... That's a regular case of carbon. Me'achas, from, right? From, not a total act. Shame, mishimon. You wanted to write shimon, but instead you wrote shame. Right? That's half of a word. So therefore, that's the case where you're chayiv. Shame, mishimon. Rashi says, why Dafka did the Gemara give this example of shame, mishimon? Because shame itself is a word. If you would have taken, Rashi says, naftali, and you would have only written naf, so then, that's not a chiyuv misa on Shabbos. Not a chiyuv misa. It's got to be a half a word that's really a word. That's Shitas Rashi. The Rambam argues. The Rambam makes no distinctions. When the Rambam quotes his Gemara, no distinctions are given. And the Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmir like the Rambam. We should be machmir. We're not writing anything. But if we have to bring up la'asalava, if we forget whatever writing is asra and we write a word that doesn't make sense, the first two letters, so then... it's chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah does suggest that maybe Rashi only limits it if you have kavanah to write a longer word and you wrote a shorter word. That's where you need it to be a word. But maybe even Rashi agrees if you only have kavanah to write two letters, the two letters don't have to make sense. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that in Simin, interestingly, Simin, Shin Mem. Right? Simin, Shin Mem, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that. Also, though, I saw some of the Achronim suggest, Shemi Shimon, did you write a Mem Sofis? If you have in mind to write Shimon, did you write a mem like in the middle? If you're a mem in the middle, is that a word? Is that a word if you're a shin mem, not with like the diddle? There's only one time in Tanakh. One time in Tanakh, there's a mem sofit in the middle of a word. Lomar be mis, lomar be, I forgot the rest of the pasuk. But then we have a mesorah. That one time we have an end of mem, a mem sofit in the middle of a word. Anyway, but that's the machlokas here between Rashi and the Ramba. So, Shemi Shimon. Heina avos. Mehena taldos. Hena are the avos malachas, the 39, and mehena, from these avos, are taldos. Continuing. Achas, we'll talk about that in a minute, let's just finish the whole question. Achas, shehi hena, what does it mean, one, that you're chayiv many for, zadon Shabbos v'shikgas malachas, a case where you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know these malachas were aser. So I knew it was Shabbos, I didn't know these 10 malachas were aser, so I'm chayiv 10. Heina shehi achas, many acts where you only chayev one. That's a case of shigas Shabbos v'zod malachas. I knew all of Hilchos Shabbos, but I thought today was Tuesday. I didn't know today was Shabbos. So you only chayev one karban because there's only one mistake there. You didn't know it was Shabbos. Aval, so that's all. So that's kama. So says Rabbi Yosef. That's where Rabbi Yosef says the concept of chilik malachas because of this brisa. Aval hacha b'vay avodah zarah t'lo nafki lechilik malachas miduch ta'achrisi. There's no other place to teach me that all the avodos of avodah zarah are separate to kol yamish tachavah lachalik yatsa. Everybody would agree that this is the only source of it, so you got to use it. Hishtachavah is to teach me lachalik yatsa, and therefore. That's why Rabbi Yochanan threw him out. Because this brisa that says if you do all these avodas at what time you're looking at one, nobody says that. That's what he said. Puktani, Puktani Livra. We mentioned in the past there are many sources for, three sources, many three sources for Malacha Shabbos. Where do we know Malacha Shabbos from? So we know here Chilik, but what do you know Malacha Shabbos from? So there is a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas that says, you know it from Maisa Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol created the world with 39 Malachas, so too we parallel that, we don't do 39 Malachas on Shabbos to remember Maisa Bereishis. Makes a lot of sense. Number two, Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim. Tosfos suggests that we did 39 Malachas in Mitzrayim. We did 39 Malachas in Mitzrayim. So when Hashem redeemed us, Shabbos is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim also, we don't do those Malachas on Shabbos to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. And Tosfos even says, in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Tosfos quotes a Medrash, that in Mitzrayim we did Avodas Parech. We did Avodas Parech. If you do Atbash, right, Atbash, the first letter of the Alabedas is parallel to the second letter. For Parech, it equals Vagal, Vav Gimel Lamed, which is 39 altogether. So what is Parech? There's a hint to the 39 Malachas. We did it in Mitzrayim. We don't do it on Shabbos. And finally, the third source, the most famous one, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Mem Tes, we know it from the Mishkan. All the Malachas that they did in the Mishkan were not allowed to do on Shabbos. Those are the three sources for Avos Malachos. This is the source for Avos and Toldos. Another day in the Gemara in Shabbos is that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. That it's all of the Avos and Toldos. Okay, so the Gemara answered that, the Gemara said that this is a kasha, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan threw him out. So the Gemara continues. Chilik malachas davaris gochavim nami typically me'achas mehena. This pasuk of me'achas mehena, that's not by Shabbos. That's just by karbanos chatas. So maybe it should apply to Avodah Zarah too. If you do Avodah Zarah by accident. Achas zvicha. Achas would be if you shech something to Avodah Zarah. Me'achas simin echad. Me'achas means if you only shecht one simin. One simon of the animal. He's supposed to shech two simonim. That's part of the Aveira. So one, Hena Avos. Hena would be the Avos, which are, what are the Avos Avodah Zarah? Zivuach Kitur Nisach Eshtach Avah. Mehena Toldos, which is what? Shavar Makal Lefaneha. If you break a stick in front of Avodah Zarah, if that's the normal way of worshipping it. So you see, we could darsh in this pasuk by Avodah Zarah too, not just by Shabbos. Continuing, Achashihi Heina. What's a case of one actor Yechayev a lot? Zodar Avodas Kachavim v'Shigas Avodos. You knew this was an Avodah Zarah, but you didn't know all these Avodos were Aser to the Avodah Zarah. Many mistakes. Heina Shihi Achas. Or many acts that you're only Chayev one. Shigas Avodas Kachavim v'Zodar Avodos. You had a shogeg about the Avodah Zarah itself, even though you knew all these Avodos were Aser. So that is the end of the Brisa. So this pasuk could also mean related to Avodah Zarah, not by Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Hai Shigas Avodah Gochavim Echidami. What's the case? Now we're going to have the same exact Shakla Vatari that we just had up above. What's the case of this Brisa of Shogeg on Avodah Zarah? So Echidami, Ikasavar, Beis HaKnesses, Uvishtach Avalo, if you think it's a shul, Hari Libel HaShamayim. But you didn't do anything wrong. Ela Chazan Darte Visagalei, it was an idol and you bow down to it. Ikiblalei Mezidu, Vilo Kiblalei Loklumu. If you accepted it, it's amazing. If you didn't accept it as a god, then it's mutter. So, Allah me'avo mi'ira. So it must be me'avo mi'ira. So, and again, Hani chala abaya damar chayiv. So it fits into abaya, because abaya says you have to bring a carbon here. So that's why you're chayiv. Allah l'rava damar potter ma'ikala me'mar. So the Gemara gives the same answer. Allah ba'omer mutter. Maybe the case of Shikas Ma'isa is not ava mi'ira. It's a case where you thought it was mutter. You thought it was mutter, and that's the case you'd have to bring a carbon chadash. You didn't know Avodah Zarah was aser. Moshe says, really? If that's true, that this is the case, then we have another question from Maseches Shabbos that we should have answered. Tivshot, if it's true that Omer Mutter, if you think Avodah Zarah is Mutter, you're basically total shogi on everything. You're chayv a karbon, so why don't you use that to prove the follows? The boy mini Rava Meir of Nachman. Rava asked from Rav Nachman in Shabbos, Helum Zeva Zebi Yado Mahu. What if you didn't remember that today was Shabbos? You knew there was something called Shabbos. You didn't know it was Shabbos, and you didn't know these malachas were also on Shabbos. Helim bazel bazel maha. What's the din there? Do you have to bring out? How many karbanos do you have to bring? So tifsho din achayv alachas. So prove from this, that's similar to basically not knowing anything. It's like Omer Mutter. You didn't know today was Shabbos. You didn't know these malachas were aser. So why don't you prove that you're only chayv one? Just like Rava says here, you're only chayv one. Why don't you prove it? So the Gemara says, holo kasha, but tifsho, fine, prove it. No problem. So maybe this is a good proof. Why did the Gemara quote it there? Okay, Kasha. But why isn't this a good proof? So the Gemara says, no, you can't use it to proof. Why? Umimatzis mukpas lahani cry by avodas kachavim. Could you really say these psukim of heina mehena? Is this really talking about avodah zarah? The iluha chaksiv b'mashiach par ubenasi soyer ubiachad kispa v'seira. By these psukim, the Torah goes out of its way to tell you different types of karbanos that everybody's chayef for. But the ilu avodas kachavim tanan v'shavish v'seira kiyachid. But by avodah zarah, we learned earlier that everybody brings the same karban. So these psukim cannot be talking about avodah zarah. So you can't bring me a raya to the case in Shabbos. V'su lo midi. Right? Finish. End of discussion. End of discussion. The psukim cannot be about avodah zarah. So the whole thing isn't. You couldn't even ask the question of Rav in the first place. So period. End of psukim. Next section. Kiyazar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar. When Shmuel by Yehuda came, he said, "Haki Tana Kamei." No, we got the story wrong. This is the price that Rav Zakkai told Rabbi Yochanan and why he threw him out. As follows. It's a totally different case. Chomer b'Shabbos b'Shar Mitzvahs. Chomer b'Shar. It's still going to relate to Abayin and Rava, but we'll see how. Chomer b'Shabbos b'Shar Mitzvahs. Chomer b'Shar Mitzvahs b'Shabbos. The Shabbos is more stringent. Is more chomer than other mitzvahs, and other mitzvahs are more stringent than Shabbos. In what way? Chomer b'Shabbos shahashabbos asah shtayim behalamechad chayav al kolachas va'achas. By Shabbos, if you do two averes at once of Shabbos, you're chayav two karbanos. Masha ain kain b'shar mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, if you do two at once, you only chayav one. We're going to analyze that further. Chomer b'shar mitzvahs, why are other mitzvahs more stringent? She b'shar mitzvahs, shogag b'lo miskavin chayav. By other mitzvahs, shogeg is chayav. Masha ain kain b'shabbos, unlike Shabbos where shogeg is pater. Really? What does shogeg mean here? We're going to have to analyze. That's the end of the b'raisa. So we don't know what it means yet. So now we're going to explain it. Amar mar chomer b'Shabbos. Why is Shabbos stringent? Shabbos asah shtayim. Shabbos, if you do two, you chayav two. Not unlike other mitzvahs. So Gemara says, "Hey chidami, what's the case?" E lema. A lot of the action is on the bottom of the amud. So hopefully we'll get there. Hashem. E lema da'avar ketzir v'tchina. What's the case that you do two on Shabbos, you chayav two, paralleling other averes where you only chayav one? So Ilema Davat Kitsir Vitrina, is it that you did two different malachas? You did Kotzer and Tochein, Dichvase Gabi Shar Mitzvahs, Da'achal Chel of Adam, I ate two different things that were treif. Then Hachatati Mechayev, Hachatati Mechayev. That's wrong then. That can't be. Well, that's what the Brisa says, you're chayev two by Shabbos and one by elsewhere. What if you eat Chelev and Dam, non-kosher fat and blood, you chayev two karbonis. It's two averis. So what's the case that's parallel that by Shabbos you chayev two and by Chelev and Dam you chayev one? The Rach Laneri asks, what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina of Chelev and Dam? Of course you chayev two. So says the Rach Laneri, maybe only here we say there's a Havamina because Chelev and Dam in the Torah has the same lav. The Torah says, Lo, Gabi Chelev and Dam, it says, Kol Chelev v'chol Dam, Lo So Chelev. So they're including the same lav. So that was the Havamina. That's why Dafka, that was quoted, Chelev and Dam. Because we think about it too, but still the Gemara says no. It says if it says lo sochlu dam lo sochlu chaylev, so you still chayev too. So what's the case? Ella gabi shar mitzvahs deinu chayev ala achas hechidami tochal chaylev chaylev. What's the case? You only chayev one if you ate two pieces of non kosher fat. So dechvasa gabi Shabbos da'ava kitzir v'ksira, parallel to Shabbos where you did kotzer twice. So hacha chadem chayev hacha chadem chayev. So you should be chayev one each. So hainu da'amar lei puktani levra. That's why Rabbi Yochanan threw him out because he couldn't understand the brisa. He couldn't understand the brisa. He said, "Throw him out." He says, "That brisa, you know, is not worthy of study in the base medrash." So now the Gemara asks, "My kushya, what's the problem? Dilma lo'olamei malcha davak sir v'tchina. Maybe it's that he did kotzer and tochein. Mashenkin b'shar mitzvus asan lavodas kochavim. Shar mitzvus really means avodah zara. Kid Rabbi Yami, like Rabbi Yami said, Dom Rabbi Yami, like we said Rabbi Yami, zivach kidev nisav helam echad eino chayev ala achas." Maybe the Shar Mitzvah means Avodah Zarah, and this is like Rabbi Ami who says, you do all four Avodos in one time, you're only Chayav one, and therefore, why do you throw them out? Why do you throw them out? Maybe this is the Shita. So Gemara says, no. Lo mituk meleka Avodah Kochavim, Bavodah Kochavim. It can't be. You can't say that Shar Mitzvah means Avodah Zarah. Why? Diktani Seifa. Because the second half of the Brisa does not make sense with Avodah Zarah. Why? As follows. Chomer b'shar mitzvahs mishel. Other mitzvahs are more chomer than Shabbos. She b'shar mitzvahs shogeg below miskavein chayiv. What did it say in the Seifa? By shar mitzvahs shogeg is chayiv, and Shabbos is pater. So what's that case? Shogeg below miskavein. But what's the case of shogeg by avodah zarah? Here we go again. It can't be a shul. It must be you saw an idol and worshipped it. Bow down to it. Third time we have this today. So so it must be it's serving this idol out of the Avon Yira. And you see, it is Chayiv. You're Chayiv. So Hani Chalabai Damar Chayiv. So Ela Ba'ob, so what's the answer we gave already twice? Ela Ba'omer Mutter. It must be Rava's going to say this means Omer Mutter. That's the case of Shogeg. Omer Mutter by Avodah Zarah Shogeg is Chayiv. So what's the parallel? Masha'ekin B'Shabbos to Patel Lagamre? Omer Mutter by Shabbos would be totally Patel if you don't know anything? One second, that can't be. Arkan Laboy Mene Rava Mirav Nachman Helam Zeh Bazeh. This question that we quoted in the bottom of an Aleph. The question of if you have all these mistakes by Shabbos, how many are you chayiv? Ela ili chiyuve chad ili chiyuve tarti. The only question was how many are you chayiv? Are you chayiv one chatos because you didn't know it was Shabbos, or are you chayiv more because you didn't know about the malachas? Pata lagamri like a mandomar. There's nobody that said you're going to be pata totally. So even Rava's not going to fit in here. So the whole thing's a problem, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan threw him out. We don't know what pshat is in this brisa. So the Gemara says one more try. My kushi, what's the problem? Dilma la'olam emalacha reisha b'avaras kochavim v'sefer b'shar mitzvahs. Maybe it's not a parallel brisa. The reisha fits in if it's avodah zarah, right? That fit in beforehand. The reisha is a case of if you do all the avodos at one time, you're chayav one. And the sefer is not about avodah zarah. When it says shar mitzvahs there, it does not mean avodah zarah. Could you suggest that? The shogeg below miskavein. So what's the case of shogi below miskavein? What's the case of shogi that you'd be chayiv by other averis and pater by Shabbos? Let's just read the Gemara today. Hashem, we'll talk about it tomorrow. What's the case? It's not what we would call shogeg. It's what we would call misasek. Misasek, that's less than shogeg. You're involved in an act and you don't even realize it. What's shogeg? I know what I'm doing, but I don't realize that it's a problem. Dikasava roku ubolo. Let's say I think I have saliva on my tongue, so I swallow it. But really, I had non-kosher fat on my tongue and I swallowed it. That's called misasek. That's not shogeg. You don't even know you're doing a maisa achila there. That's a case that you'd be chayiv by eating treif, even though you'd be putter by Shabbos. Why? Continues the Gemara. Masha'enkin b'Shabbos the putter. Why? For example, what's the parallel? Sheniskavin, like b'yaz atalash v'chadach hazamachubar. If I had kavana to pick up, I thought there was a flower on the floor. I wanted to bring a flower in for my wife on Shabbos. I thought it was disconnected already. But really, I picked up the wrong flower. V'chadach hazamachubar, putter. I didn't have a kavanah to do a maisa ksira. I didn't want to do nothing. Because that's misasik. Because Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, like Rav Nachman says, Amar Shmuel, Da'amar, ha-misasik, v'chalam v'aray is chayiv. If I'm misasik by averos that give me pleasure, treif or a maisa bia, so then I am chayiv. Shekein nehene. Because you get hana, we'll talk more about that the lumdis tomorrow, you get hana. Ha-misasik b'shabes pater. Melechaz machsheves asratara. Misasik ha-shabes yapater because melechaz machsheves. Why do you need two reasons? Once you have a reason why misasik is chayiv elsewhere, you don't need melechaz machsheves. It's not hana. We'll talk about that also tomorrow. Tosa's question. The Gemara ends off by saying, therefore, why isn't that good? Why can't you suggest that for the Braisa? Last line. Rabbi Yochanan Lataimei. Rabbi Yochanan threw him out because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like doing these things. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like having the Reisha meaning one thing and the Sefer meaning something else. Like Rabbi Yochanan said in a different context, if anybody could help me understand this case about the barrel, Rashi quotes the case, and said, interpret it for me that it's all according to one opinion, so then, I'll carry their clothes to the bathhouse for them. Meaning I'll be their servant. I would love them. Because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like splitting reishas and seifas. He likes it all to be parallel, flowing, wonderful. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't accept all of this. But the Gemara says it can be accepted. Tomorrow we have to start off with an important discussion of misasek. Misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula. Misasek in Shabbos. That's a very important halacha. And then tomorrow, there's a lot to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow is about a... Molech is tomorrow, Lav Shebeklalos is tomorrow, what's the definition of a Lav Shebeklalos, other cases, that's all tomorrow's daf. Okay, Hashem, we'll stop here. Agun Chodesh to all.